Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the violence that has rocked Budiriro following attacks on the police on Friday, and then the burning of the Apostolic Sect Shrine by alleged ZANU-PF youths yesterday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voadebele.com.
I don't think it was proper for youth, especially from political persuasions, especially under political banners or under political beliefs, to delve into any conflict that would be happening in our community, because at the moment it's a conflict in our community, in our society in Zimbabwe. History shows us that the moment a conflict is politicized, chances of resolving such a conflict are very, very slim.
Yeah, ZANU-PF, ilo ibandla labasekeli abaningi. Ngathi umuntu wonke majority velo sekela lonelo bandla. Ikho inhlasisa lapho ukuthi baye bangave sekela leli bandla, kodwa ayisikho ukuthi lokho ukwenza. Ngokubona kwami bathunywe yiphathi ukuthi hambaye kwenza lokho. Ngoba izinto ezinjengazo nezo nxa kule nto kumele ilungisiswe. Kaze kumele kusebenze amapolisa ayalungisiswa. Ikho sithi ngabasekeli bebandla ngenxa yokuthi vele majority abantu abaningi yibo abasekeli bebandla leli.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the rule of law.
24 members of the Johannimaso Echishanu Apostolic Sect were arrested last Sunday after skirmishes with the police were all remanded in custody today to June 16th after the court ordered that they should be treated for the injuries they allegedly sustained in the hands of the police.
ZANU-PF youths yesterday raided and set on fire the shrine of the Johannimaso Echishanu leader Madzibaba Ishmael Mufani in retaliation for the brutal attack on police and journalists by members of the same sect in Budiriro, Harare, on Friday.
Gibbs, what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, ungakunjalo ke mfowethu.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa ne zviri kuitika kuBudiriro uko zvinova zvinhu zvisinganyatsofadze nekuti musi wechishanu pakaedzwa ipo kuti pavharwe ipo chechi iyo Johannimaso wechishanu nesangano reApostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe vachiti havasi kufara iwo nenyaya dzekuti vana vanga vachirodzwa vari vadiki nezvimwe zvakadaro-daro zvachinzi kuchikora kodzero dzevana. Mapurisa akaenda ikoko, hakuna kubuda chakanaka, yakanga iri bata murefu bata mupfupi. Apo mapurisa akarohwa nekudzingirirwa nevanhu vechechi iyoyi. Asi nemusi wemuvhuro nezuro vechidiki vanozviti ndeve ZANU-PF vakaendawo vachiimba vachinopisa ipapo panzvimbo iyoyi inonamatirwa. Uye chimwe chiri kunetsawo ndechekutiwo vakasungwa vacho ivavo vechechi iyo yechipostori vari kuti vakarohwa nemapurisa vari musungwa, zvinova zvinhu zvisingatarisirwe kuti zvinge zvichiita. Nekudaro pane masangano akazvimirira oga akaita sana Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ana Hero Zimbabwe ari kutiwo zvaakuitika izvi zvinenge zviri zvisiri zvinhu zvakanaka, nekuti nyika inotongwa nemutemo, mungoiti wada watonga muzinda wenyuchi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing, siyakwazi zulu kandaba kuti kati kuyipansi pezulu kuna ngale Budiriro 2. lapho kujaye khona amaphoyisa siyakwazi ukuthi ngolwesihlanu sibili kade kunzima athe sejayiwe amapholisa amanye ahanjiswe phela esibhedlela kodwa kwasekubuya-ke abafana okucatshangela ukuthi ngabe-ZANU PF abafike balayitha imbiza zinenziyana ezeshrine bashisa konke lesigqoko ezamapostoli zinenziyana libathe sebenze khonokho-ke blessing kukhanyae ngazani kula bantu abakugconayo bethi hhayi akumelanga ukuthi ngabe bakwenzile bekwanti umemelele-ke ukuthi ekhodi ngale kumbe ngithi umthethwandaba uthatha isinqumo sokuthi kumele kwenziweni sizwile ikhodi phela sithi hhayi abantu laba sebeyahlala up to June 16 bephakathi khona ngale so kumele ukuthi umthetho ngawuyo osebenzayo abantu bathu njalo mase sikhangela futhi-ke blessing ngalokho okwenzakalayo bakhona njalo bathi a-a ngavela amapholisa kazange ahambe khonapho in the first instance kumbe ngakwabizwa i-leadership yangkhona baqondisi kwathiwa hlalani la asikhulumeni kwalungiswa-ke kodwa sifuna ukuzwa-ke uthi uzulu uthini so sizoza ngani zulu nasi number 001-202-619-2077 yes
Jofe. Indeed what is happening there in Budiriro is a cause for concern but sadly I don't know Gibbs you know Zimbabweans just want to find humor in anything even something as serious as the drama unfolding in Budiriro you saw the
video.
Somebody released a song and a video you know mocking the police and stuff like that it's you know rather unfortunate and one would want to think that you know in terms of Zimbabwe is not you know like a banana republic or a lawless country one expects that there must be the rule of law in the first place the police were not supposed to have been attacked and also the police like they do which I think this is why some people are concerned and were happy that they'd been beaten up they are saying that when people are in custody when they are detained they are beaten up this is what happened to the members of the apostolic sect after being arrested but all in all violence whether by the police or members of this apostolic sect is not something that has to be celebrated and it's good that human rights groups are coming out in the open to denounce violence in its all forms and shape
it's certainly a blessing I think now we are joined by our two guests one of them is Apostle Midian Dube of the Foundation of Life Ministries International He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, and that is Bulawayo. Mr. Apostle Dube, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother.
Thank you very much. Okay, stay on the line there. We've got another guest.
That we Zimbabwe have. Chibwa from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. He's a human rights lawyer. Z, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the gospel.
Yes, so we'll start with you, Apostle Midian Dube. You see that now those people who are suspected to have beaten up the police, I'm referring here to the apostolic faith members, they are now appearing before the courts. And at the same time, we heard that suspected ZANU-PF youths actually attacked, raided the shrine and actually bent some you know, some pots and, you know, some old stuff there. So at the end of the day, what do you think about this issue?
I it's very sad, my brother. I think I condemn in the strongest terms if the reports that we are getting that what was being done to children was really happening, we condemn that fact. But I also want to take this time to say there is no one who is a law unto themselves. Those people who went to bend the shrine, they should have allowed the law to take its due course. There is no one who is above the law. We are all under the law. Police themselves, if it is true that those that they arrested have been beaten up and abused, we condemn that because they should allow the courts to deal with that case. And apparently, I think in the first place, police cannot really adequately deal with the spiritual matters. Maybe what they needed to do was to invite the leaders to a round table and first to understand what happened. It's it's a worrying trend, brother, due to what is happening in the country, because there is now a tendency to arrest in order to investigate. I think my brother, who's a law fundi, will agree with me that the normal process is that you investigate in order to arrest. So, in all due respect, I think we cannot correct a wrong by a wrong. We do not want to say what was done, that fact is okay. But the barbarism of them burning down the shrine and everything else without collecting evidence, without allowing the law to take its course, is inhuman in nature.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Now, Zeke, turning to you, you heard what the Apostle said, that in Zimbabwe, it appears you are arrested first, investigations follow, or what some say, it's a solution in search of a problem. Sometimes there's what is called the catch and release, all that. In terms of the rule of law, what does this mean?
Well, I think for starters, from a human rights point of view, I think we have that violence in any form and by any member of our society must be condemned by all law-abiding and peace-loving citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And violence has no place whatsoever in our community, and that is supposed to embrace constitutional ethos of peace, fundamental human rights, freedoms, and human dignity. That has to be made clear. So whether it's the police, whether it's the militia, whether it's the apostolic sect, we cannot use the violence to solve whatever dispute that is there. Now, coming to your question, the police, I think it is quite apparent that they played a part in escalating this problem. And that is quite clear because it emerged from court today that the so-called accused persons were actually arrested in a dragnet. Mm-hmm. And they were assaulted and tortured, and the magistrate has even made an order that the torture that was done must be investigated. So clearly the police must have acted professionally in terms of the Constitution. They do not react as if they are thugs or hoodlums. They are supposed to be guided by law, investigate properly, and that way people will support the work that they do. In this case, it is not clear who the thugs are, the police, the militia, and the members of apostolic sect. Everybody else looks like he's a thug.
Thank you, Z. Regatende kuvateereri wedu, tinamukoma Sam. Makadi mukoma Sam kuSouth Africa.
Makasimba here, Baba.
Tiripo, muri kuona sei mhirizhonga iri kuitika kubudirirwe?
Ichokwadi mhirizhonga iripo. Chekutanga chandoti number one yekuti vana varambidzwe kuenda kuchikoro vatsvagirwe varume kunzi varorwe na baba vananga hazvina kumira mushe. Yechitu nyaya ndeyekuti iye zvinezvi hatifani kuti tipinze politics kuti munhu papindira mapurisa pakuina vanhu vakapfeka mauniform ezvematongero enyika hazvicharatidzi direction chaiyo chaiyo. Zvinhu izvo zvinofanira kunge ivava dai vakabatwa futi because iye zvinezvi vakutora mutemo vakunopisa zvinhu zvevanhu vavai havachi kutongwa nyaya dzavo. Saka iva vadanga vasungwa futi vavharirwa futi.
Aiwa, tinotenda
zvinofanaraizwi zvigadziriswe zvakanaka because iye zvinezvi mutemo waungoita mumaoko evanhu vese vese hazvisina kunaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sam nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndatenda baba.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Edmond. Mangadi mukoma Edmond?
Mukoma Blessing, muri kai?
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kuti kudii nezviri kuitika kubudirira izvi?
Zviri kudu. Ini ndiri madzibaba.
Muri madzibaba?
Ndinotenda. Ndiri kupostero wechinamari sejohani masoro jechishanu. Ndisati ndanyanya kuenda kumberi handizive ndofuka vanhu vari kuvhiringidzwa shoma shoma pakuti pari kunzi vapostori ava vari kunzi vari kunamatiswa vachidzidzisa vana kunzi varorwe nevamadzimbaba vari imomo. Handizive kuti chishanu tiri kutaurwa ichi chishanu chakauya naJohani here kwete pakutanga kana kuti yaimwewo postori iri kutaurwa panyika vanhu vachingobatiradza kuti iJohani Masowe chishanu nekuti ndikakutsanangurai chishanu chai chai tinonamata hachina chinhu zvakambodaro ende hakubvumirwe zvachose kuti pave nekunzi madzibaba ngaana namaizimai ngaana ndevo vari fanange vachiwanana vachiurana nevana panhau yakadaro. dzidziso yemweya mutsvene tichitanga kunonamata yakadzidzisa ichiti vanhu ngavagone kunomira pachokwadi vachinamata zvinodiwa nababa ende hakuna kumvira kwabonzi vana ngavasiende kuzvikoro zvakare ende hakuna mweya mweya mutsvene watinonamata watinoteera pakutanga hauna kumvira kuvatsanangura zvakadaro saka ndirikuramana taurere
ndachida kubvunza kuti saka chechidzi dziri kusiyana here iye kubudiriro yamadzibaba Ishmael munonyatsoiziyawo here kuti mutijekesere kuti zvinenge zvichifamba sei
ndingakureverai nemadzibaba nekuti ndosaka ndada kundinzivise kuti vari kuti iJohani Masowe chishanu here nekuti chishanu ichi zvachave wamablessing chawanda chane mabhogazi akawanda vamwe vaakunotora zvikwambo zvavanotora vachiya vachitavo vechinamata ndingada kukudzidzisai nekuti iye zvine kuda kwekuti vanhu vakawanda vaakunamata panyika nyanga zhinji dzaakutizira kumapostori zvichinamata zvichiti zviri mapostori saka nazotaura zvinonzi chishanu ndo chiri kuita sei zvasi chiri kumbiri yababa vedu hakuna zvakadaro
Saka imimi muchechi menyu hamubvumidze kuti vana varohorwe vari vadiki uye munotendedza vana here kuti vaende kuchikoro zvinenge zvichifamba sei vanhu havanyatsonzwisise mujekese mukoma Edmund
mabvunza zvakanaka inini ndine mwana festival yangu anozodzei ari kuita form 1 kutaura kuno kwechiya anonzi Gerald Mutai ari kuita grade 5 mutatu ari kuita kana tichienda tinonamata pana vana vakamira pandaza vachiamira vachierea seikusumbira mweya kuna ise kuti mweya mupendeeopafadzavana
mukoma Edmund munei maenda kure nefoni taura henyu
kana vana vakamira pamasoo pai unoenda pandaza vana vatizivaereke vatizi varopafadza vapiwe zvere kuti paane zvaane
mukoma Edmund foni yenyu inenge yakuti netsei tichaedza futi kuti tikufonerei muchitiudza kuti zviri kufamba sei ndofunga mamuvha kubva pamamuri tichaedza kuti tikufonerei inenge iri kukata nekuti muri kutaura zvatachida kuti tinge tichikurukura nemi Gibbs haisi kuita tinoedza kukufonerai zvakare
iyahlupa kakhulu so sike sibuye kuye baba mpostoli Dube khona ngapho ke koBulawayo ma usukhangeleke udaba lolu ngalubanjwe njani udaba lolu ukwenza ukuthi kungahluphi kukhanya ngazani phela kukhona okuhluphileyo lapha
ngibona ingani luphambaniseke kakhulu okokuqala engingakutsho yikuthi ngakuyikuthi izinto lezo kuthiwa zenziwa abantwana ziyenzakala kubi kakhulu and leyo church ayimelanga ivunyelwe ukuba khona kodwa-ke osokungikhathaza duke yikuthi kanti labo asebenike amandla okuyatshisa indawo yokukhonzela yalaba bantu bawathethe ngaphi lawo mandla and okulusizi ukuthi kube sekuthiwa bebegqoke iy'mpahla zebandla elithile okwesithathu yikuthi nxa laba bantu bebebotshiwe kumele bashiwe phela kumajustice kuphendlwe kubonakala ukuthi benze cala bani bagwetshwe abathiweni umthetho uthathe indawo yabo okwesine engunanzelelayo ukuthi kanti kuvele babotshwe beso kuthiwa isisiwe yini bafunyanwa belecala ngoba ngithi emthethweni welizwe lezimbabwe ngawulacala Dube uzufunyanwe ngumthetho ulecala so bekumele kuchwaywe bengakabotshwa dan ukuthi babotshwe bese kusiyachwaywa asivumelani lalokho kuthiwa kwenzakale kulelo bandla kubamadzibaba futhi bagconisa omadzibaba abakhonza ngeqiniso bebagcoba ngodaka kodwa-ke izinto kumele zenzekale engakutsho futhi dube yukuthi I think izinto zonke lezi kutshiswa kwezinto lanilani kuvele ngokuphambanjaniswa kobukhokheli elizweni isikhathi esiningi sitshelwa kuthiwe amabandla kawahlale phandle kwezombusazwe kodwa siphinde futhi amabandla sithole abakhokheli bethu sebephakathi kwabo bedinga ukuthi amabandla kawabasekele lesiwa is a double standard kuyadala i-confusion kona lokho bengibukele i-judgment night ka-Prophet Makangiwa ngibalile mhlawumbe abakhokheli belizwe bafika 13 embabweni le bebezekhonza kumbe bebezedinga ukusekelwa kwebandla kuyenza ukuthi abantu bazibone sengathi bona kibo umthetho kawusebenzi I think kumele sonkeni njengelizwe sizinuka amakhala lo lalo abuyele endaweni yakhe.
Yes, I was actually Dube. What Mr. Dube was saying simply is that, you know, there are some political parties who usually associate with some of these sects. And at the end of the day, it becomes, you know, like those people own some parties. And that creates lawlessness, according to him. So it must be stopped. And he says police should have behaved in a much better way. And the law should be left to actually take its course.
Regati dzokere kuna dzi tichitarisa zviri kuitika izvi dzi pane nyaya yekuti ivo vechipostora vakarohwa vari muhusungwa zvinozofamba sei
ezvinechifarwa kuitika semataura andamboita torture and assault are not methods of investigation and arrest. If Mapurisa feel that there is a case against these accused persons, they must investigate first, have witnesses, have their facts right, and then take these people to court. And in this case, that is not what has happened. And obviously, there's an element of revenge and malice on the part of the police. So the magistrate has directed that there be investigations. In an ordinary and fair world, those police officers who are responsible for the assault should also be arrested and brought to court. Whether that will actually happen is another thing, because we've seen previously police get away with cases like this.
And, you know, what is disturbing about this whole case is that there were actually some journalists who were filming this. There are videos. It's all over the internet. And it's actually very, very easy for those who assaulted the police to be identified, and also for those who later on were burning the shrine to be identified. Is it not worrying that, you know, those methods are not being used and people are opting for this barbarism that we are seeing, Zee?
It's very worrying. I mean, you notice firstly the national spokesperson, Commissioner Charamba, was quoted saying, "We as the police will ruthlessly deal with these malcontents." Now, police are not supposed to ruthlessly deal. They are supposed to fairly investigate and do things professionally. So if you hear the national spokesperson speak like that, obviously we are worried. And these are the results of what she meant by ruthless. Inviting, subcontracting youth militia who are known for their record of violence in Zimbabwe to actually do this. It's only going to make the relationship between the public and the police worse. As you know, people are already, they already have reservations with the police force in Zimbabwe. There are accusations of corruption left, right, and center. This is not going to help the situation, and there is a possibility that the country will descend into anarchy if the police does not do things professionally.
Thank you so much, Zee, because it's very important for police to have that working relationship with members of the public.
Yes.
If they want to investigate anything, if the public does not cooperate, then indeed there will be something rotten in the state of Denmark, where it Shakespeare's time, but indeed there's something rotten in the state of Zimbabwe. Rigaitende kuna varwodzi mwemuteereri wedu. Makadi varwodzi?
Zovara makadiwa
mwambi. Tiripo, muri kuona se nyaya kubudirwe.
Maone na ndureta nisho uti, chekutanga maposti uraya, andizi uti wano zwana papi, zokuti wanga rwisa na nima puisa, nukuruwa vei, sisi, zete, mwazi. Even the Bible, rino tawa kuti, kana uchindo wa roa kutika, unoparungo roti, ameno uti wano zwana papi manji. Azine ine kuti, apana unwari unoratiza kuti, pane unwari wawanga wana uro, supporta pa maitira wakaita. Uye otiketa so, kana mapurisa waka sika wakari so, approach pavari wo, anu kuna wangari waka kunzeleza pati. Awa o, mewa politika wapati, zewa kupi ndira mnyea izi, ajisi nyea jao, kwa ni ina, so ni, asisi, yatu wazunete political issue, hafantu kubuwa ni kwa mnyea zakara rezi.
Aye, watinote ndashukuru wa rukodzine kupinda mchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke umvelasi kwele South Africa. Baba mvelasi ungawutshona njani?
Khona futhi utshona njani lawo?
Hayi, sijone kahle. Kunjani khona apha egoli?
Hayi, egoli kukahle futhi kuyakuthumala.
Hawu, boni ke ungathini ke ngodaba lolu?
Hey, futhi uyakwazi kule saga leshane esithi ungaphikisani lo muntu ohlanyayo. Ngoba abantu uma befika bebona wena uphikisana lo muntu ohlanyayo. Kuthiwa lonke liyahlanya. Ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukuthi ohlanyayo ngubani. Ngoba lapha ngizama ukuchaza ukuthi uyabona into eyenziwa ngamaphoyisa imbi. Amaphoyisa bekumele bona balize laba bantu bakhulumisane labo kahle. Siyabazi thina sihlala khona, khona lapho kuze ezondawo ezikhulunywayo ekhaya khona ngale. As long as ungumpolisa kubele gqoke into okuthiwa i-government, amapolisa aseZimbabwe alohlupho. Ngoba bathi bona sebezenza umgabi. Okwenziwa ngumgabi kolokhiyana yikho abakwenzayo nabo. Bahle bathi okwenziwa umgabi, umgabi yasisapota. Lathi esikwenzayo yikho lokho sethi umgabi lathi ngaphandle nxa. So yona le into kayisoze iphele. Ngoba manje kathesi babalimazile nabo babatshayile. Babizana bona bayenza i-beef up bona. Batshaya abantu laba babalimazile. Manje babalimazile laba bantu bakuthi babalimazile. Basesitokisini. Bona baphandle. Balimaziwe bona baphandle right noma belimaziwe labana basestokisini kuthiwa under police guard. Who is supposed to guard the police mas okunjalo? Anti akushela mntu ogada amapolisa. Amapolisa aseyesenza umathanda ukuthi bona kabayenze bona sebejajile kudala ungawiwa ngekhodi. So umthetho waseZimbabwe vele ma kuyukuthi kulokho kusabusa iZanu PF akulali mthetho, umthetho kawukho. So into enjalo vele bhuti Dube akuvele asihlukaneni layo nje sikubone nje ukuthi balimaza abafowethu ngento ezingekho ukuthi hey abantwana bayashadiswa sebebalanda besiyakulwa bephethe izinduku zabo besiyakulwa nabantu bafike babalwisa abazange bafike ukuthi bafike babalwisa isedi le into eyenziwa ngamapholisa aseZimbabwe balandelela khona ukuthi sebegqoka ibhaji likamgabela hhayi mina ngiyasola.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele khonapho baba mvelasi ubona zani ngakubanjwe njani phela lokho.
Ya indlela engofanele ngathi bayenzile amapolisa lawo bekufanele ukuthi aluba kule bakhulu laphana ebudini wethu kule police station ekhona lapha eduze bekumele ukuthi bahambe bafike bacela abathungameli bangakhona bangena labo kule police station eduze leduze khona lapho leyo ndawo okuthi vele ithi less than a kilometer lokuyafika khona lapho bababize almost 500-800 meters bababize bangene labo epolice station ye madoda lapha kulento nje ABCD bayikhulume labana bethule kungalamsindo vele uma uvele wafika phakathi kwabantu abaningi ukhuluma nalwane ekhuluma kuyagcina ngani baba uDube.
Hayi siyakuzwa. Ye ye hayi kunjalo ke ukuthi siyakuzwa uyakhuluma so ke ubatshela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni la
amaphonisa manje loma umthetho angithi bebaphisene sebebabophile sebebatshayile futhi lamanje bayabatshaya khona ngale bekhona ngale bayabatshaya sebebabophile bababavalela akula into abazathi bayenze bona vele labana abasela chance la amapostoli ichance vele sikhona ngale ngoba kuthiwa ma usuvele wabamba ipolisa suba ngomgaqo anti batsho njalo
hayi uyitshayile
ma usuvele wabamba ipandi ipolisa suba ngomgaqo. So vela kusela chance ichance yabayisebazikhulumele nokuzidefend bayawatshaywa ama-2 years khona la behleli bengathonisiswa bekhona ngale kungala nto eyenziwayo.
Emvelasi baba siyabonga kakhulu khona ngabe ejozi ungathinela kusasa. Yeah.
Of course, we want to remind our listeners and viewers that Studio 7 is now available on channel Zim on your WizTech free-to-air decoder from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Friday and from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. From your WizTech decoder, look for CHZIM to listen online. Go to www.channelzim.net. Gibbs.
Yeah, ukuthi lanti ngibatshele ukuthi sesikhona khona ngale-ke ku-WizTech phela libe likhangela ukuthi kuhamba njani. So-ke siyathemba ukuthi lizabe sixhuma ukuthi sihlanganeni khona ngale ku-WizTech ku-channel Zim yankhona.
Of course, Apostle Dube and Zee, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you in a bit. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now...
The Voice of America.